Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Notre Dame Nation, has this game been circled on the calendar for a while now?
No doubt. I mean, I think, when they came up to Notre Dame a couple of years ago, I mean, the Irish felt as if they had a chance to win that football game. And, if not for their first round draft pick, left tackle slipping or whatever happened, they think they would have had a shot. But obviously this is a very, very talented team that they're playing up against, and they know that. But, you have to be confident going into a game like this, right? Because otherwise you will get ran out the stadium. And I think right now they feel as if, they have a shot. You just got to go down and play great football.
Tim Brown joining us this morning as we get ready for Georgia and Notre Dame. Tell me a little bit about this Notre Dame team. Certainly the disappointment of last year going down in the way it ended, going down and facing what was just, Tim Brown, a Clemson team that was just on a mission. And so Notre Dame figures, I would think that they had something to prove to themselves in trying to return to the college football playoff.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think, after that game, everybody felt very bad about the program. Like, oh, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. And then you see what Clemson did to Alabama. It's like, well, maybe we are the second best team in the nation. Who knows? I think coming into this game, man, it's a sense of, let's go down. Let's play the kind of football that we play. And, let's not make a whole bunch of mistakes and let's limit the big plays. And I think if you can limit the big plays with a team like Georgia, you got a shot, and let's not give up 40, 50, 70 yard plays, make them go 80 yards. If they go 80 yards 10 times, then it is what it is, So I think from that standpoint, this is a team, man, that with Ian Book, they don't expect him to make any mistakes. Not a few mistakes. They don't expect him to make any mistakes, and maybe that's a bar that's too high, but that's the mantle that he is living under right now, that he has to come out and play almost perfect football in a game like this if the Irish are going to have any chance to win it.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We're talking to Tim Brown, Notre Dame legend, NFL legend, and just all-around great guy. You're talking about Ian Book a little bit. Had five touchdowns last week. What other kind of problems could he possibly present for the Georgia Bulldogs as far as running the ball, being able to run the ball?
Well, I think that, Ian is a very smart guy. He's a guy that he sort of reminds me of Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon didn't have the best, the most incredible arm in the world, but he was always going to get the ball there on time. He was always going to make the right decision as far as getting the team in the right play. And what happened after that. But, it was never going to be a mental mistake. It was never going to be a situation where you were in the wrong play to go up against the defense. And I think that's the way Ian Book has been looked at this particular point for the Irish is, hey, we know you're not the fastest guy, but you can run. So when we need you to run, we need you to run. You may not have the best arm, but hey, we're gonna trust you to make these passes and do these things and get the ball down the field. And I think he's been able to show that he's able to get that done. So I think what was exciting, if you're an Irish fan, last week we had a couple guys who were out, a couple of running backs and receivers, and we had a chance to see some freshmen who actually have speed. And we hadn't seen that around Notre Dame in a while. Guys taking a little sweet thing and going 80, 60, 65, 70 yards, but touchdown is not something you've seen with the Irish. And it gives you hope that maybe you can make big plays, because that's been the difference in these games for the Irish, whether it was Alabama, whether it was playing Georgia a couple of years ago or playing Clemson, is that we've never shown the ability to have a big play guy. And so hopefully, that'll be a little bit of a difference going into this game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.